You're listening to SBS News.
Inflation in Argentina has increased by nearly 80% in the last year, and now Argentines are bracing to hit 90 to 95% inflation by the end of December. This is after the abrupt exit of former Economy Minister Martin Guzman triggered prices to jump overnight and add further pressure to the central bank to let the Argentine peso plummet even faster. Diana Mondino, an economist and the CEO of the Banco Reuler in Cordoba, told the BBC how this inflation actually looks in daily life.
We have 7% in 1 month, which would be equivalent to what happened in the UK or in other countries in a year. Next month, you will need at least 7 or 8% more revenue to keep on buying whatever you were buying before. The government is printing money to cover for expenses. And when you have more money in the economy and about the same level of production, whoever has that money will go very fast to get their hands on whatever has been left on the shelf of a supermarket.
Standing in the yogurt aisle at a local supermarket, Ms. Mondino points out that there are lots of different prices and they don't seem to match up or add up.
Well, that depends on when did the company change its prices and when did the supermarket get the new prices. For example, we're looking at yogurt. And between one yogurt and the other that have exactly the same size and exactly the same kind of yogurt, the difference in prices is almost three times. And there's another one that's a yogurt that has a lot of value added because it has cornflakes that's cheaper.
It's not just large supermarkets increasing prices. Retailers across the country are being forced to follow suit. Christian is the owner of a natural food store in Buenos Aires' San Telmo market.
Sobre todo los últimos tres meses, bastante complicado.
The last 3 months in particular have been very complicated, but there's nothing we can do. We're forced to keep increasing prices because of other rising costs. And now customers are buying fewer products or less of each product.
Paola, a student in Buenos Aires, says inflation is putting pressure on families.
It's been really tough, and as a student, I do not work and my parents are taking care of me. It feels like I'm a burden and they always try to give me the best, but it's never enough. The paper always burns in our pockets.
Inflation is no stranger to Argentina. Argentines have been living with it for much of the last half century. But for pensioners like Stella Maria Acosta, it's worse now than it's ever been. She told Al Jazeera she and her husband have to go through rubbish bins in order to find enough food, as their pensions don't give them enough to buy from the supermarket.
I thought I was going to age with dignity. I've been working since I was 15 years old. The only dream I had was to have our own home. And now look at us.
Eugenio Cimino is Argentina's ombudsman for senior citizens.
What inflation does is that you pay the new prices with an old salary. It happens to all workers. Even though labour unions agreed to a 64% salary increase, it's not enough, especially when you think the inflation rate will be close to 100%.
Argentina's new finance minister, Sergio Massa, has been in Washington trying to encourage investment in his country from organizations such as the International Monetary Fund.
It was just a step further towards stabilizing the economy, a step towards growth with inclusion for Argentina. I believe much more needs to be done. The situation is fragile. We have a battle ahead with inflation.
But as inflation surges around the world, it's hard to see a way forward for Argentina. Alan Lee, SBS News.